This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's say you're looking for a new primary care doctor. You think about location, recommendations from friends, about what kind of insurance they accept. But you probably wouldn't wonder, will the doctor accept me if I'm too heavy? And yet Dr. Helen Carter, who practices in Worcester, has a policy of not accepting any new patients who are obese. Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, reported the story, which has provoked a furious debate about freedom of choice, responsibility, and how best to help people struggling with obesity. And Rachel Zimmerman, tell us more about the response you received from this post.
Well, you're right, Anthony. The comments on this story were passionate and emotional. They ranged from very supportive of Dr. Carter's decision, along the lines of this, you know, this doctor should be free to make her own choices and see the patients she feels she can treat most effectively, to completely outraged, like, this is the most insensitive, hateful thing I've ever read. So the response was extreme, but there are also comments sort of people stepping back and considering how we treat obesity in America, which, you know, at this point about 35% of American adults are obese, and it's a growing epidemic. There are sort of larger social questions.
Well, joining us now is Dr. Helen Carter. She's the doctor at the center of this story. Dr. Carter is a primary care physician who practices in Worcester. And Helen Carter, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, Anthony.
And tell us why you decided not to treat patients who are obese.
Well, let me say, first of all, I have been treating them for 20 years in general. So it's not something where I came at this from a prejudice, which I think some people see it that way. It's purely based on physicality and ability to handle the weight involved in obesity. So I'm not taking away the personhood or judging the obese patient. It purely has to do with handling the weight component.
And talk a little bit more about that. When you say it purely has to do with handling the weight of the patient, you're talking about a physical challenge that it creates, that patient would create for you and the people in your office. Is that correct?
Correct. And we, you know, use manual exam tables, which require a certain amount of manual labor. And when you get someone who's 300 pounds on the table may not support that person adequately. And the biggest part is the footrest, pulling it out when someone is going to lay down. And it may not seem like that's very heavy to do that, but unless you know anatomy and how the spine works and are familiar with that, you may not understand how people get spinal injuries.
So when you say people getting spinal injuries, you're talking about the people in your office who are treating these obese people, that they might be susceptible to a spinal injury.
Yes, but what I think is important for obese patients to understand is I'm one doctor of many of thousands in Central Mass, so it's not the case that they won't be able to find a doctor, or that generally the healthcare profession is discriminating against them, because there are many people who, the majority of people, you know, would see someone that is obese. And I wish I could see people who are obese. I'm not being judgmental. I know they have a need, but at this point my office can't take the risk of having a staff member injured.
But Dr. Carter, aren't you in a way sending a message to obese people that they won't be accepted, even if it is just by you, just by one doctor in Central Massachusetts? Isn't there a sort of element of shame involved in this that you may be sending to them?
I think they have to go beyond that and not take it personally. The purpose is not to shame them. The purpose is to take care of the physician that was injured. And also they have to realize that there's a doctor-patient relationship which does not flow one way. It flows both ways. And they can't expect healthcare providers to take care of them and not be concerned about their own health and well-being.
Rachel, you looked into the ethics of Dr. Carter's policy. I wonder what did you find out, and what other issues does her policy raise in your view?
Well, I spoke to an ethicist, Dan Wickler at the Harvard School of Public Health, and again, you know, one of the things that Dr. Carter and I talked about was she said, you know, there are alternatives for patients, obese patients in her region. They can go to UMass where there's an obesity center where they specialize in this. And Wickler's point is, you know, the primary care doctor is there to help people. They should sort of err on the side of being compassionate. And fat people, you know, the fatter you are, he said, the more help you need. And I guess his feeling, without sort of speaking to Dr. Carter directly, was as a primary care doctor, you basically have a responsibility to get in there and help these people who need it most. And arguably, obese people need help to, you know, if not have them lose all their excess weight, but at least sort of the damage that they've already caused, or at least help them from preventing more damage. So he almost suggested that primary care doctors have a greater responsibility for sort of taking all comers. And I wonder what Dr. Carter has to say in response to that.
I think what's missing here, again, is the acknowledgement that somebody's been injured. And if this person is injured further, they will be disabled. So is it fair to expect that person to sacrifice their health in the cause of taking care of other people? And if anything, I'm hurting myself by limiting the patients that I see. Because if I could, it would be to my advantage to see more patients. It's not a judgment on people, and it's one practice. I don't think people appreciate that it's one practice. They might have a fear that it's going to spread into the general healthcare community, but I think that's irrational. That's not going to happen.
Well, Dr. Helen Carter, I want to thank you very much. It's a fascinating conversation and a fascinating debate. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. It's good to talk to you again.
That's Dr. Helen Carter. She's a primary care physician who practices in Worcester. And Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Many thanks to you.
Thank you, Anthony.
And listeners, let us know what you think. You can find a link to Rachel's post at radioboston.org.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.